When you're a kid, Christmas Eve feels endless. The house hums a little differently. The lights stay on later than usual. Every sound, the floorboards, the wind outside, the quiet clink of a mug in the kitchen, it all feels so important, like it might mean something. And even when you're grown up, some part of you remembers that feeling. That small, hopeful part that still believes the world holds a little bit of magic. The part that still feels a quiet sense of wonder when the night is cold and the lights are warm and familiar. Tonight is for that part of us. The part that once believed with its whole heart. The part that still shows up every December, no matter how practical life asks us to be, no matter how old we get. So, on this Christmas Eve, with the night wrapped in quiet and the air full of old memories, I'm leaning into that wonder again. I'm sitting down with the man we were all told about, the one who lived at the edge of our imagination and somehow made it feel real. Tonight, he isn't just a story from our childhood. He's here with me on the busiest day of the year to share a special moment with me and my listeners. This is Christmas Chapters, and on this Christmas Eve, I'm interviewing the big man himself, Santa Claus. Hello, Santa. Thank you so much for joining me for a very special episode. I won't take up much of your precious time tonight, so I'll get right into our first question.
All right. Well, thank you.
Santa, when you think about the season as a whole, the lights, the music, the traditions, what do you believe gives Christmas its unmistakable feeling, no matter where in the world someone is celebrating?
Well, that's a very good question. Let's see, what gives Christmas its unmistakable feeling, no matter where you are in the world? It isn't the snow, the cookies, or even the twinkling lights. It's the spirit that settles into every home and every heart. It's that sudden softness in the air when people choose kindness first. It's families gathering close, friends checking in, strangers holding doors a little longer. It's the sparkle of excitement in children's eyes and the quiet gratitude in grown-ups who remember what truly matters. Christmas has a way of reminding us that we belong to one another. And whether you're celebrating under palm trees, city lights, or a snowy sky at the North Pole, the feeling is always the same. Hope, warmth, generosity, and a touch of magic. That, my dear friend, is what makes Christmas unmistakably Christmas.
That's incredibly accurate, and I honestly couldn't agree more, Santa. Now, something I've always noticed is how quickly people seem to reconnect with their childlike side this time of year. Why do you think Christmas has such a natural way of bringing out people's sense of wonder and playfulness?
What a wonderful observation. You're absolutely right. Something about Christmas invites even the most serious grown-ups to loosen their shoulders, smile a little easier, and rediscover that childlike spark inside of them. You see, Christmas is a season built on permission. Permission to believe in magic again. Permission to slow down. Permission to hope for good things. And permission to be, well, a little silly, a little cozy, and a little playful all year long. Adults carry so many responsibilities, lists, deadlines, worries, and plans. But when December arrives, the world transforms. Lights glow, music fills the air, and memories come rushing back. Suddenly, you may remember what it felt like to stay up late, listening for sleigh bells, or to see the world covered in fresh snow. That sense of wonder never disappears. It just gets quieter. Christmas simply gives it a reason to speak up again. And when people follow that feeling, whether they're decorating cookies or wearing reindeer pajamas or laughing with loved ones, they reconnect with the part of themselves that always believed anything was possible.
You know, Santa, I would have to agree. Christmas just has a way of bringing out the best in people, and it just makes this time of year so special. Christmas has grown and changed over the centuries. What do you think keeps its spirit so timeless, no matter how the world shifts around it?
Let's see. Well, that is definitely a thoughtful question. Yes, Christmas has changed in countless ways over the centuries. Traditions come and go, celebrations evolve, and the world spins faster and faster every year. The spirit of Christmas remains as steady as the North Star. Why? Because at its heart, Christmas isn't built on trends or fashions. It's built on values that never go out of style. Those are love, generosity, connection, and hope. These are the threads that have woven Christmas together for generations. They're as old as humanity itself, and they matter just as much today as they did 1,000 years ago. No matter how the world shifts, new technology, new customs, new ways of celebrating, people still long for the same things: to feel cared for, to care for others, and to believe in something bright and good. Christmas gives people a moment, once a year, to return to those universal truths, to pause, to reflect, to gather with those who matter most, and to imagine a world that's just a little kinder, a little warmer, and a little more magical. And, well, as long as those wishes live in the human heart, the spirit of Christmas will always remain timeless, glowing quietly, year after year, like a candle that never burns out. That's the true miracle of the season.
What you're saying, it's all so true. That's all a part of the magic of the season. Christmas really is just that, timeless and wonderful. Now, Santa, I've saved the best for last. If you could remind people of one simple thing about the season, something easy to forget but important to remember, what would it be?
Let's see, if I could remind everyone of just one simple thing, it would be this. Christmas isn't something you have to create. It's something you simply have to notice. People often get swept up in making everything perfect. Perfect gifts, perfect meals, perfect plans. But the real magic of the season, well, it's already there, quietly glowing in the small moments. A warm cup in cold hands, or even a laugh shared across a busy room.
Santa, thank you for bringing your warmth and wisdom to this space. I know you're so busy right now, and I really appreciate you taking the time to answer some questions that I hope will resonate with the listeners out there. I know it did for me, more than you can believe.
Well, Ashley, thank you very much, and I hope you have a magical Merry Christmas too, my friend.
And to you listening, thank you for spending this chapter with me. I hope tonight felt like a warm light in the window, the kind that tells you that you're safe, you're seen, and you're welcome back anytime. Until next time, keep your heart soft, your cocoa warm, and remember, magic isn't something we outgrow. It's something we return to. Good night, friends, and Merry Christmas. Thank you.